Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Live Podcast, Heath.
Yeah.
This is a big moment.
This, like, right now?
Well, just, like, in general.
Okay.
Like, in the world.
In the world, okay.
You.
Yes.
Have donged 2 days in a row, my friend.
Yeah.
This is a big moment.
It's not really that big a deal.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm the Rugnetto Dora of dong chasers. Streaky.
You're like the first 2 months of 2015 Rugnetto Dwarf Dong Chasers.
I was doing very well before my cold streak. Many people were talking about how well I was doing.
I don't think you were doing that well.
I almost had you doubled up.
No.
And
that
then,
was not true. That almost never happened.
Almost never. I was at like 17. You were like 10.
Yeah, that's not doubled up.
And then I went 2 months.
Yeah.
Without a dong, basically.
Pretty much.
Had one dong in 2 months.
Yeah.
And now I'm right back at it, picking up right where I left off.
You didn't really leave off anywhere, though.
I left off in a good place. I was doing very well.
Heath Cummings, Mike McClure here on the Daily Fantasy Live Podcast. I am Chris Towers. It is Thursday, and that means we've got a smaller slate, but that does not mean it's not an interesting slate, right, fellas?
It's very interesting, in
yeah,
my
I
opinion.
I think it's interesting.
We've got seven games. We've got five $10,000 pitchers. I'm not going to ask you to rank them. I want you to tell me who your favorite of the night is between Jose Fernandez against the Cardinals, Johnny Cueto against the Nationals, Chris Sale against the Cubs, David Price against the Angels, and Cole Hamels against the Royals.
Depends on the site.
Okay.
On FanDuel, I'm just going to go ahead and pay up for Jose.
Okay.
He's the best active pitcher in baseball.
Probably true.
And there's many, many stats that will tell you that he's the best active pitcher in baseball.
Clayton Kershaw is on the disabled list.
Right.
That's the most important stat.
So, like I said, the Cardinals don't scare me quite as much without Matt Carpenter.
Yeah.
It's not a great matchup, but Cueto doesn't have a good matchup. Sale has a terrible matchup. Price will be my play on DraftKings.
David Price on DraftKings, $9,300. That is a full $4,100 less than Jose Fernandez. Is Jose Fernandez the player you will pay up for on DraftKings?
I'm sorry. Did you just ask if Jose Fernandez was the player I would pay up for on DraftKings?
Yes.
I just before that said David Price is the guy I'm playing on DraftKings.
Thank you for answering the question.
I answered the question before you asked it.
Thank you for answering the question. Michael?
Let's start with DraftKings. I probably will use Price and Hamels.
Okay.
Honestly, Price and Hamels are the guys that I kind of trust the most tonight. I usually, like I said, I don't like picking on the Royals, but
they're not good.
It didn't work out very well last night.
Jose Fernandez is expensive. I do. He's the number one play on FanDuel. I do think the Cardinals can win this game.
Okay.
Which concerns me a little. Jose is probably going to strike out 10. He's probably going to go 5 2/3, maybe 6 innings.
Okay.
But he may not get the win.
Okay. You think he's likely to go 5 2/3, 6 innings, or like at minimum?
Both.
Okay.
I think that's where he's going to be. I think he's going to – I don't anticipate him pitching into the seventh unless the Cardinals just can't do anything.
Okay.
I mean, I do think it's interesting that Jose is by far the biggest favorite on the slate. But he's the guy whose win potential we're worried about.
Yeah, I actually kind of like the I'm going to watch the line as it moves. I'll probably be betting on the Cardinals tonight.
Okay.
I might actually play Jose in Daily Fantasy and bet the Cardinals as a little hedge.
Okay.
I think that they both of those things can happen. I think Jose can play very well and still lose the game.
That's true. It is very true.
That can definitely happen. What do you like about David Price tonight?
I mean, he doesn't actually suck as bad as his numbers say they do. His offense gets to face Jared Weaver.
Yeah.
He's in a great ballpark.
The Angels suck. They just don't strike out.
Yeah.
Yes. He is coming off a 4-strikeout game that was preceded by a 1-strikeout game. However, in 3 starts before that, he had 10 strikeouts in each. He has 10 strikeouts or more in 4 of his last 8. There's a lot of upside with David Price. We don't have any interest in Johnny Cueto?
Not really. The Nationals are good.
The Nationals are very good. Obviously, it's a poor park shift. You know, it helps Cueto there. But The Giants' offense at times is not good right now, too. I mean, that lineup is pretty watered down. He doesn't have much support behind him.
Well, they've got Hunter Pence and Joe Panic on the disabled list, so that has not been helping. Brandon Bell hasn't been hitting lately. Yeah. Would you like Chris Sale more if I told you that they were going to wear their normal uniforms?
No, and I think there will be too many people buying into the narrative that A, Chris Sale wants out of Chicago, so he's going to pitch very well, or B, Chris Sale is mad because he got suspended, so he's going to pitch well.
Okay.
The only thing you need to worry about this game is Chris Sale is facing the second best offense in baseball.
Yeah.
And that's a bad matchup. Yep. And he's facing John Lackey. I would say, this might be wrong, but I would say the difference between Sale, when you take Sale minus the Cubs hitters and Lackey minus the White Sox hitters, I would expect Lackey to be better than Sale.
Yes. I would just say this. I think Chris Sale has the highest upside on the slate. What do you guys think of that?
No. I don't know how you can have higher upside than Jose Fernandez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jose Fernandez doesn't complete games. He just doesn't. He's on a pretty strict, it's not a pitch count, but they're not going to let him go over 107 or 8 or okay. so, I don't think, this season. He's got a tough matchup, too.
But he goes 7 more often than not. Yeah. I mean, he's gotten 7 like 10 of his last 15 starts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if he goes 7 and Sale, hypothetically, goes 9, he's still got to stay within 2 strikeouts of Jose.
Yes.
Chris Sale is Mr. Pitch to Contact now.
I mean, let's not overstate this. Chris Sale has a 29% strikeout rate.
It's fun to overstate it.
Like, Jose Fernandez is at 36. It's one of the highest in baseball history. Chris Sale's at 29%. It's not like he's like outpacing him by some drastic margin.
In K per 90, is.
If you, in 40 batters, which is what you would normally face in a typical start.
Really?
I would think so.
That seems like a lot.
Maybe it's less.
35? That seems like a whole lot.
35?
A perfect game would be 27.
Yeah.
And a perfect game, if you throw a perfect game, generally gets you pretty close to a max pitch count.
Yeah. Okay, 30.
I think it's probably, I would guess the average is probably 25.
Whatever the number you want it to be.
Well, just like 40 would be great.
30 batters faced, let's say.
Okay, we'll say 30.
7 batters, 7 innings, 9 batters each base, whatever. That's a 2-strikeout difference based on their strikeouts per 9 over the course of 30 batters. If we think Chris Sale is more likely to go into the ninth inning, I think it's fair to say he has more upside.
I think Jose Fernandez is much more likely to pitch 7 innings than Chris Sale is to pitch 9.
Sure.
Yes.
So, no, I can't say that Chris Sale has more upside.
And if we're talking about upside that way, the guy that's most likely to pitch a complete game is still Johnny Cueto, in my opinion.
That's true.
Okay.
I mean, he's the guy that I think he has the most upside.
Okay. Why not?
I mean, just because he pitches very deep into games. When he's another guy. We talked about this the other day a little bit with Marcus Stroman.
Yeah.
Whenever he's on, Stroman is a threat to pitch very deep into the game. Cueto's the exact same way. When Cueto is on, he can pitch deep into the game, and they might let Cueto throw 120 pitches to finish a game if he's throwing well. So I think that Cueto has the most upside. The one thing I want to talk about real quickly on the White Sox-Cubs game.
Yep.
Home plate umpire Jerry Lane is 11-4-1 for 73.3% towards the over this year.
Okay.
Averaging 10 runs per game.
All right.
There's no way Sale's throwing a complete game. It's impossible.
Impossible.
Okay.
And are you concerned with Chris Sale on the extra rest?
No.
No?
I don't think that. I mean, I guess there's risk of rustiness.
That's what I'm worried about.
But we're also talking about someone who's, 120 starts into his career. I don't think that's really a concern.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a big game against the Cubs.
Yeah.
He's on extra rest. He's had a lot of negative media attention.
I think he has the most upside, it's because I do think there's a lot of strikeout potential against this Cubs team. I think he has the chance to go deeper into games. Then Jose Fernandez, Jose Fernandez is a better strikeout pitcher this season, but I don't think Chris Sale has lost the ability to get strikeouts, and he's had some okay strikeout performances lately. I mean, he had the stretch before the last two games where he had at least 7 and 5 straight starts, including 2 with 9. If he goes 8 innings with 9 strikeouts and 1 run allowed, that's a really good game for him.
That is a really good game
and
for
I think
him, for
there's,
sure.
And I think there's upside there.
I will say the Cubs only have a 19% strikeout rate against left-handed pitching.
Where does that rank in baseball?
Bottom third.
Okay. So it's still a pretty good strikeout matchup.
No, I meant bottom third as in strikeout less than two-thirds of baseball.
Yeah. My guess would be it was a little better than league average. Yeah.
They are a little better in league average at making contact, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other pitchers you guys are interested in tonight besides the elite guys?
Of course. My second favorite pitcher of the night we haven't talked about yet.
Aaron Nola?
Aaron Nola!
Aaron Nola going against the Braves. Is Aaron Nola good still?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
He figured it out, had a great start, and then had an unlucky start. That's all it is.
Okay.
Only 4 walks in his last 4 starts.
Yeah.
Only 1 home run in his last 5 starts.
Okay.
He got BABIPped a little bit in his last start.
Okay.
That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Mike, do you buy that theory?
A little bit. I don't know that I would play him over. I think Lackey still has as much upside or more.
The one thing you do have to take into account, Lackey only $600 more than Nola, so that's not that big of a deal. Who do you think has the better matchup? Nola against the Braves or Lackey against the White Sox?
Nola.
It's Nola against the Braves. His offense still sucks, but yeah, it's probably Nola. I guess I'll give it to you.
And Lackey's facing Chris Sale, whereas Nola's facing the Wizinator.
Yes. Nola.
Remember the Wizinator? Do you remember the running back that got in trouble for having the Wizinator?
Who was that? Was that? Yeah, I can't remember.
Minnesota Vikings? It was Ontario Smith, wasn't it?
I
believe
know.
4 game suspension for the Wizinator.
That sounds like it could be true. Are there any other starting pitchers you want to mention tonight?
Not particularly, no.
No, Yordano Ventura against the Texas Rangers?
No.
Michael Wacha against the Marlins?
No.
Well, then let's move on to our favorite stacks of the night. And Boston, for sure, again?
Yes, I've got Boston number 1.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be Boston.
Actually, I've got them number 2.
Really?
Right back.
Who's number 1?
Number 1, I've got the Orioles.
Okay. They suck right now, but yes, I agree.
Yes. Specifically
against,
Chris Sale.
They are going against
Chris Davis.
They are going against Kyle Gibson.
Uh-huh.
The Red Sox obviously going against Jared Weaver, as we mentioned earlier. You like the Orioles more than the Red Sox tonight.
Everybody's going to be on the Red Sox. The Red Sox are extremely expensive.
Yes.
You can't stack the Red Sox and play Jose.
No, no way.
You can stack the Orioles and play Jose.
The one thing you would have to do with the Red Sox, and this is regardless of which pitcher you pick probably, is you're probably going to have to pick 2 of David Ortiz, Mookie Betts, and Xander Bogaerts.
I think you can play all 3 with Nola.
You could. You definitely could. But it gets really tough after that because there aren't a lot of cheap options tonight because it's only a 7-game slate.
I'm going to give you some cheap options.
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
But then I was thinking you play some of the cheaper left-handed guys. Jackie Bradley at 3,200, Brock Holt at 3,100 would be good options for the Red Sox if you want to go cheaper and fill in with, you know, maybe if you do want to pay it for pitcher. What about the Orioles?
One of these days, Chris Davis is going to break out of his slump, and he's going to be in my lineup when it happens.
Okay. He has, reached base in 4 straight games.
I'm definitely playing some Hyunsoo Kim.
Okay.
Going to have
Trumbo?
A little bit of Trumbo, a little bit of Machado. Matt Wieters is only 2,500. He'll probably be him. He and Kim will probably be the 2 guys I play the most of.
Okay. Mike?
In the tournament on the Orioles, I like Pedro Alvarez. Obviously, he's going to hit towards the bottom of the order if he's in the lineup, but I do like Pedro Alvarez there.
Alvarez is how much?
He's 37 on DraftKings and 3,200 on FanDuel. So he's kind of more expensive than he should be, I think.
Yeah.
But I do like him in a tournament. I also think you could look at the other side of that game, too, against Ubaldo.
The Minnesota Twins actually have the second highest implied run total of the day at this point, going against Ubaldo Jimenez, who in the past has looked good, has been just awful this season.
Yeah. The other team that I think you have to stack, like you have to consider stacking, is the Rangers.
Yep.
You could, you know, if the Rangers do their thing tonight, which I personally think they will against Giordano, you can stack the Rangers with Jose very easily. Gallo should be in the lineup. He's 2,200. Mazar is 2,400. Profar is 2,300. You can do a lot of things.
Oh, they have Gallo as an outfielder. I like that.
Yep.
I like it. I'm going with Joe. I'm switching Joey Gallo in my lineup right now. Any other stacks you guys want to mention?
Nope.
None at all.
Nope.
Nope.
Not the...
Nope.
Yeah, that's probably about right. We're all in on those three teams, Heath.
Yeah.
Are we going to have any BVP lineups this week?
We already had a BVP lineup on Monday, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We're not going to have a lineup today, okay, but we do have some BVP stats for you.
Okay.
Jed Jerko, 2-for-8 with a pair of dongs against Jose Fernandez.
Sure.
How about Big Poppy?
He's good.
He has a 324 average, 381 on base, 622 slug in his life against Jared Weaver.
And that includes time when Jared Weaver was a major league pitcher.
Yeah. Are you ready for some player fade?
Let's do it.
Okay. Todd Frazier, 3-for-20 with 6 strikeouts against John Lackey.
Play.
I would probably play him if you were looking at stacking the White Sox. That number wouldn't take me off of Frazier.
Albert Pujols, 3-for-19 against David Price.
Fade.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll fade it.
Daniel Murphy, 3-for-17 against Johnny Cueto.
I would not play Daniel Murphy, but that's mostly to do with the fact that it's Johnny Cueto. I don't really care what the numbers are.
I would probably still play Dan. It wouldn't take me off Daniel Murphy.
Kyle Gibson against Adam Jones. Jones is 1-for-11 against Kyle Gibson.
I will not be playing Kyle Gibson.
Will you play Adam Jones?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for BVP.
Heath.
Yeah?
The honor's yours. Go ahead and pick your cheap player for Dong Chasers.
Yeah. I'm struggling with this one. There's a couple of excellent options.
Yeah.
What's my average for the week?
2533.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that number didn't go up today.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Nomar Mazara for 2400 against Giordano.
Yeah.
$2,400 Nomar Mazara against Giordano. Here's where I'm conflicted. You're close enough to me in the overall season-long standings
right,
that it almost makes sense for me to start going cheaper, but I don't know if I can make up enough of a deficit
right
in our price to make that count. So I'm going to go with David Ortiz.
Okay.
Wow.
That you just stole Mike's pick.
Well, you know.
I think he did. Yep, he did. All right, I'm going to take...
Who's the second highest in the WOBA model?
Well, those guys are all... The three that were next were all scratched and not playing today.
Awesome. They're day games.
They were day games, but they were all scratched from the lineup as well. So after that, we have Mark Trumbo.
So that's who you're going with?
Yep.
You're going with Marcus Trumbo.
Mark Trumbo for the double dong.
I'm shocked you guys didn't take Joey Gallo.
Oh, I wanted to, but I'm going to follow my system and see how it works for me.
Okay.
That was.
I like the idea that you built this lead and then decided to change your system.
Yeah. That was the other option for me. It was either going to be a very expensive David Ortiz or a very cheap Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
Yep.
I decided to go with what I think is a bit of a more sure thing in David Ortiz, but we'll see how it works out. You guys have lineups?
Yes. I've got a Red Sox stack.
That's probably not going to be very uncommon.
With Aaron Nola.
Okay.
Matt Wieters. David Ortiz. Jerks and Profar. Damn near a must play tonight.
Yeah.
2,300.
Yep.
Michael Franco. Xander Bogaerts. Mookie Betts. Jackie Bradley Jr. And Nomar Mazara.
Our lineups are very similar, which is unfortunate.
Did you play Aaron Nola?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Because I didn't know you were playing Aaron Nola.
It's Jose Day. You get to pick a Jose lineup.
I'm not picking a Jose lineup. I'm hoping.
I had a Jose lineup until you told the people that you had to choose.
Mike's going to give a Jose lineup. Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm going to give a Jose
lineup. I just changed my lineup when you said that you had to choose two of the three expensive Red Sox.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to prove you wrong.
Okay, that's great.
Yes, as I did. Did you have all three of them already in your lineup?
No.
Okay. That would have been funny.
I have Aaron Nola, Matt Wieters, David Ortiz, Jerickson Profar, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, Jackie Bradley Jr., Giancarlo Stanton, and Joseph Gallo.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I'm almost done here. I had to make a swap.
Yeah.
And I need a shortstop and an outfielder that are cheap.
How cheap?
Well, I've got $5,300 total.
Do you have Gallo or Mazzara?
I have both of them already.
Okay. Okay. Alcides Escobar is only $2,400.
Trey Turner's $3,000. He's got a tough matchup, though.
I actually kind of like Turner. It's just whether or not I can find another $2,300 outfielder then.
Or you could go Addison Russell. But he has not been.
Will DeWino DeShields be in the lineup again also?
I would guess not. But possibly.
So let's think about that. Could they play Gallo, Mazzara?
And DeShields.
And DeShields.
No, because they're going to play Desmond.
Correct. So one of those guys is not going to play
Desmond. I would guess it's DeShields. Here's
what you do. You go Trey Turner at shortstop and Jarrett Parker in the outfield.
Okay. I like that.
Jarrett Parker hits righties reasonably well, has some pop, $2,300.
I do like Parker. All right, here we go. Jose Fernandez, Matt Wieters, David Ortiz, Jerickson Profar, Manny Machado, Trey Turner, Joey Gallo, Nomar Mazzara, and Jarrett Parker.
What I would actually suggest, one thing I noticed at third base, is that Anthony Rendon, who has a bad matchup against Cueto, is $2,400 today.
That's a lot of exposure to the Nationals against Johnny Cueto for him, though.
Who else does he have?
Trey Turner.
Yeah, well, I would remove Turner if I was going to do that. I would probably do something like Rendon.
And Bogaerts, maybe?
And then maybe Xander.
Okay.
Or...
And then you could spend a little bit more than Parker,
I
too.
I have 26 in the outfield, or I could get Mark Trumbo in the outfield and find somebody a little cheaper at shortstop.
Yeah.
A lot of options.
I think I like that better. I've got my DraftKings lineup here to finish things up. I'm going with Price and Nola on DraftKings. Matt Wieters, Chris Davis, Jerickson Profar, Joey Gallo's a third baseman on DraftKings. Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Hyun-Soo Kim, and Nomar Mazzara.
Okay. Very similar lineup for you in your two different.
Yeah.
Let's see if Chris Davis can get off the schneid.
Let's see if Nomar Mazzara can complete my dong train.
We'll see. Not a great power hitter.
Not at all.
He had a 170 ISO against righties.
I was actually being sarcastic. I think he's a pretty good power hitter.
I think he can.
I don't care what the numbers say. I think he's going to be a good power hitter.
Makes me have more faith in the WOBA model when you say I don't care what the numbers are.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking to talk right now as far as Nomar Mazzara goes.
You are a Nomar Mazzara believer. You have had a lot of Nomar Mazzara in the Dong Chasers contest.
I've had a lot of Texas in general, and when you look back, Texas was one of the most profitable teams over the first half of the season.
There you go. All right.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I was there a couple weeks ago. Can confirm. Everything's very big in Texas. That's going to do it for Thursday's episode of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. We will be back tomorrow to close out the week. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. As I said,
we'll be back tomorrow.